Unit 3. Who suffers? Unit 3 of the course explores ME and the individual. The objective is to answer questions about the development of the syndrome and who can suffer with it. At the end of the unit, the student should have a better idea of both the effects of lifestyle and life events that can contribute to the development of ME. Who suffers with ME or CFS? The answer to this question is literally anyone. It has been surmised over the years that there can be a few attributing factors to the syndrome. At present, the NHS states that the bacteria responsible for the condition pneumonia may play some part in the development of ME. The NHS have also related viral infection with the syndrome, along with the following possible attributing factors. Problems with the immune system, a hormone imbalance, psychiatric problems. Some cases have been linked to mental exhaustion, stress, depression, and emotional trauma. Genes. Some people may have an inherited tendency to develop CFS, as it's more common in some families. Traumatic events. Some cases have been linked to events such as surgery or serious accident. It's possible CFS is caused by a combination of factors. Further research is necessary to confirm what causes the condition. Current studies. There are a number of current studies underway which aim to teach us more about the condition and the exact cause of it. These are detailed on the website of the ME Association and are as follows. Exclusive research funded by Ramsey Research Fund. The effect of exercise on cognitive and immune system function. The research will aim to provide objective evidence of post-exertional malaise by looking at the effects of exercise on the immune system function and cognitive function. The research protocol will also involve measurement of respiratory function during exercise, an aspect of research that the ME Association are keen to pursue. And the study will use patients who meet both the Fukuda and Canadian diagnostic criteria. Exercise-induced fatigue and post-exertional malaise.